Ghana's ruling National Patriotic Party says it will not take part in Friday's vote in the Tyne constituency because its supporters there are being intimidated. The party is seeking a court order to have the vote postponed. Party spokesman Arthur Kennedy says the security situation in the Western District is not conducive to a free and fair election. If officials go ahead with the poll, he says the ruling party will boycott the vote. A shortage of ballot papers during last Sunday's runoff forced the scheduled revoting in Tyne because Ghana's Electoral Commission said it could not name a winner without those results. With nearly 9 million ballots cast, just over 23,000 votes separate opposition candidate John Atta Mills and ruling party candidate Nana Akufo-Addo. So the 53,000 registered voters in Tyne could well decide Ghana's next president. With all but the Tyne votes counted, opposition candidate Atta Mills has 50.13% of the vote. The ruling party's Akufo-Addo has 49.87%. During the first round of presidential balloting December 7th, Atta Mills narrowly won the Tyne constituency, edging out Akufo-Addo by fewer than 1,300 votes. Overall, Akufo-Addo won that first round, but because no candidate received more than 50% of the votes cast, he and Atta Mills went head-to-head in a second round that was to decide the winner. Now the contest hangs on the results of revoting in Tyne and the Electoral Commission's investigation of allegations of vote fraud by both the ruling party and the opposition National Democratic Congress. The Electoral Commission says its examination of alleged fraud in the Ashanti and Volta districts will be factored into the final outcome. The Commission has given no indication about when those investigations might be complete or when a winner might be announced. The ruling party's Akufo-Addo is a 64-year-old former attorney general and foreign minister who campaigned on the strength of improvements in Ghana's economy, healthcare, and infrastructure during the administration of President John Kufuor. Opposition candidate Atta Mills is a 64-year-old tax law professor who campaigned against the ruling party, saying it's time for a change after what he calls 8 years of miserable failure. Whoever wins will govern with a decidedly different parliament, as the ruling party lost its legislative majority in the first round, dropping 21 seats to finish with 107 of the 228 seats in parliament. The opposition picked up 20 seats to finish with 114 seats. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.